You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 70 degrees, KSL's top story. Salt Lake City police are investigating another deadly crash of an e-scooter, the second in just a month. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details.
We know a 41-year-old man was killed late last night. Police say he was on a scooter at 800 West North Temple when he was hit. The driver did stay on scene, but police are investigating if impairment was a factor.
No arrests or citations have been issued or made, but again, the detectives with the collision analysis reconstruction team are still conducting that investigative work.
Sergeant Mark Wyan does warn that more people are using these electric scooters as it gets warmer. Another crash just a month ago involved a woman hitting a bump on the sidewalk and injuring her head. She also died at the hospital, leaving behind five children. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
At the Chad Daybell trial today, an FBI agent told the jury how Chad and Lori Vallow manipulated each other. The jury got to hear about Lori cutting off contact when Chad went on vacation with his wife, Tammy. He texted that it was the saddest day of his life. He texted that the angels are angry that you're ignoring me. Tammy Daybell is one of three people he's accused of killing. The state Republican convention's just 5 days away. KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan told Dave and Dujanovic that along with the competitive U.S. Senate and Attorney General's race, he's watching the 3rd District congressional race.
We have 9 total Republican candidates vying for nomination in the 3rd District. 3 candidates have already qualified for a primary election in June via signatures.
Taylor says the rest of the candidates will fight for a convention endorsement on Saturday. If candidates get 60% or more of the vote, they qualify for the June primary election. The nation's highest court is hearing arguments today over whether the homeless can be arrested for sleeping outside. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Supreme Court today weighing whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. At a Housing Not Handcuffs rally in Washington, St. Louis alderwoman Alicia Sonier says the unhoused deserve respect.
Our unhoused neighbors are people, too. With dignity, with emotions, with hopes and dreams.
She says punishing people for trying to survive outside is not only dehumanizing, it's ineffective. A TikTok ban is closer to reality. The bill to effectively ban the app in the U.S. now heads to the Senate.
I think it's the worst possible thing for businesses and for creators.
Jennifer Gay is one of those creators. The House approved the ban over the weekend. It was included in the foreign aid package. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Search and rescue teams were scrambled to look for a lost hiker this weekend. As the weather warms up, they're gearing up for another busy season.
It turns out lost hikers aren't the most common reason teams are called up to the mountains. It's usually injuries or medical events. Those medical events are often related to being outside on the mountain, like overheating, dehydration, or allergies. Regardless, Davis and Weber County Sheriff's offices want hikers to know it's important to keep a map or have an app detailing the trail's path. Venturing onto unmarked trails can prevent help from getting to you sooner.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla. Search and Rescue also recommends that when you hike, prepare for a longer hike than you've planned just in case of an emergency. Weber State is excited for the arrival of The Office star Rainn Wilson. He's going to be there Friday to speak at graduation. And he's coming with a big price tag.
Weber State is paying Wilson a whopping $125,000 to speak at graduation. School spokesperson Brian Magana believes it's worth it. Not only is it bringing attention and potential students to WSU, but it was graduates' number one request.
We took a poll and found that people just want to bring in a celebrity. Students want to make their big day even more memorable. And so Weber State is delivering.
Luckily, a private donor is covering 70% of the fee. The rest is still pretty pricey for a speaker, but Weber State said they've used some budget savings so there wasn't any extra strain on the school or the students. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Well, more celebrities. Kevin Bacon is now come and gone, but after his day in Payson, he tells the Today Show exclusively that 40 years ago, right before Footloose filming began, He enrolled in Payson High for a day to get a feel for being a student there.
I lost all of my bravado. I just became, you know, kind of terrified. And then, just like the movie, one kid sort of took me under his wing and said, I'll show you around, man. Come on, you're with me. It was straight out of the movie.
Life imitating art. Or since the movie wasn't filmed at that time, I guess art imitating life. Bacon says the memories came flooding back on Saturday as he walked the halls of the high school that will itself become a memory. KSL News Time 3:35, your first look at traffic. Ricky, it is not so great.
It is not. Foothill is jammed up, and I mean really bad. You're just inching along southbound on Foothill from the U to about 1300 South. We believe it's an accident, some kind of trouble in traffic, and it looks like drivers are trying to get over to the right lane to get around it. Our other problem is an accident with injuries eastbound I-80 at Lake Point. One of the vehicles went completely off the roadway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay here.
Looking for